Urchester Country Park is on the site of a former quarry. So on one section, you need to have your wits about you and be a bit careful. There are lots of warning signs and barriers, so there's no chance really of you falling over the quarry edge, but you just got to be careful. It's a lovely sunny day today, clear blue sky. I can't see a cloud anywhere. I can just hear the few birds tweeting in the background. There's the odd rumble of a lorry in the distance going by, and there's a slight breeze. You just see the tops of the trees moving. And I'm just walking down a quite a muddy slope into the actual bottom of the quarry edge. A lot of it's overgrown, but there is still a bit. Well, there's a path. Well, there's a path going down. Well, there's a path at the other end, and I'm about to find out. What I do know is I have spotted a sign for a cafe on my map that I've got. Yeah, Quarryman's Rest Cafe. So, sounds like a good place to get a cup of tea after my walk. Right, let's see where I end up. Wow, lucky me. There is an exit. Quite a steep gradient, but I'm going to wander up it anyway. Bit of a tip for you. If you're coming here with a family of children, then park at one of the car parks just inside the entrance and start your walk from there. Because at the very bottom or end of the walk, if you like, there's a play park, a very good play park. So that can be their incentive to go on the walk. Whereas if you park next to the car park near the play park, they're going to want to go on that first and not bother with a walk. Whew. Right, oh, it goes to the left now. Oh, more of the quarry. I ain't going back that way. Right, let's see what's over there. There are two or three main sort of footpaths that you can follow by following the signs around Urchester Country Park. But one of the greatest things is you can go off the beaten track, so to speak, and wander through the trees and go your own way. You never know what you're going to find. There may be some squirrels foraging for nuts and things. You may even see some muntjac deer running around the place. Although where they hide or where they run off to when they see a human, God only knows, because as soon as you see them, they just disappear. Let's see. Oh, what's that, a mushroom? No, piece of wood. Oh well, nearly. I seem to have ended up near a main road again. That seems to be happening quite a lot when I'm going to visit woods. Oh, and I've also noticed I'm walking through a load of stingers. Well, luckily I'm not wearing shorts because it isn't that time of year and they look dead, so perhaps I should have paid a bit more attention while I was walking. But then I'm not on a what you might call an official footpath. I'm just making my own way through the woods. Oh, and there's a footpath, a proper footpath, so to speak. Let's see if I can join that and work out where that goes. Hopefully towards the cafe where I can get a cup of tea. It's a lovely place to come and visit. And if you enjoy visiting woods, then why not go to www.visitwoods.org.uk